Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. In this world, in this dunya, one thing that Allah ta'ala has given to us and explained is that different conditions, different feelings, different emotions and different circumstances. Every moment these fluctuate and change in this world. Somebody could be happy and somebody else could be crying. Somebody could be ill and another person will be healthy. Somebody is a millionaire, somebody is poor. Somebody is affected by a certain situation and another person is affected by another situation. Somebody was very rich once upon a time and affluent, and he had a high so-called status, and then the circumstances suddenly fluctuated. Or there was somebody who was extremely poor, used to sleep on the floor, and then suddenly he got wealth. So this change, this fluctuation, this difference in the dunya, in the world, Allah Ta'ala has created this circumstance in the world. And this is something to think about. This is something to think about. And a person very quickly goes astray and comes off the track. Rather, I will say that this is a very big deception that takes a person away from Allah, far from Allah. This person's rich, why am I not rich? This person's ill and I'm not ill, or I'm ill and this person's not ill. I should be like this, I should be prosperous, so-called. I should be happy. There's a hadith. This hadith is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Very lengthy hadith, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith has given the ummah a very, very beneficial message and piece of education. And the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And the meaning of this hadith is that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned an event, a story, with regards to the people of Bani Israel. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that there were three types of individuals who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to pass through different circumstances. The angels were sent and the angels saw their halat, their condition, their situation. Now one man out of those three, he had a skin disease, chronic skin disease, a sort of terminal in skin disease. The whole skin, the skin on his body was affected, and through that blood would flow and pus would flow. People have these illnesses and diseases. Go to the hospitals, you'll see people even currently who have this. There was a man out of the three who was another man, one of the three. He was bald-headed, young, but bald-headed. He wasn't that old, wasn't aged. And obviously with the age, a person's hairs are shed, but he was young, handsome, but he became bald. He didn't have any hairs on his head. And the third individual, the third person, the other person, he was a little bit different. His circumstances were different. And he was blind. This person was blind. That the poor soul could not see because he was blind. So in other words, you have the three individuals, and in reality, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided these three individuals in the same way we can split the humanity, mankind, into three, that people pass through circumstances. So Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to these individuals, and the angel went, and the first person who had the skin disease, the angel said to him that, what do you require? What is it that you would desire and love to have? What is beloved to you? What do you prefer? What do you like? What do you feel like having at this moment in time? And that individual said, I feel like that, look, his condition, yes, he had no consciousness of anything else, or no worry about anything else, what's happening in the world around him. He has no issue with, or fikr or worry. He said that the desire and the want I have at this moment in time is that I also would like to live like a human being, because people dislike me, they look at my skin, I have a disease, nobody comes near to me, nobody touches me. So please take this illness away from me, and so that I can become a beautiful human being, normal like everyone else. So he said, okay. So then the hand was passed over that person's body and he became handsome and beautiful. Within a second, his disease passed away. And then he said, now you are conscious and this disease is gone. Now you will probably need something else. Allah Ta'ala knows. Because when a person's stomach fills, then the desires, they start to multiply. So now you're beautiful. Do you need something apart from this? He said, yes, I'd like some mal, some wealth. So what mal do you want, O individual? He said, I like camels. And if I can have a camel, then that'd be very good. He said, okay. So with the fadl of Allah, he was given a she-camel. And the she-camel was pregnant. And she was expecting in such a way that the camel's progeny would be born and multiply. And then he was given congratulations. And the dua was made that, may Allah Ta'ala put a lot of barakah in this wealth of yours. Say subhanallah. An ajeeb event. And he was so happy that he was fortunate with the wealth he was given. Then the second individual, Allah Ta'ala sent the angel to, and he was the bald individual, and he had a sort of deficiency. You have deficiencies, and a person's handsome, beautiful, maybe there's a woman very beautiful, and then she becomes bald. Then her whole life, she says, oh, my hair, where has it gone? And this is an old age, is it? So the same way that man, now he was visited, and same question was put, that what is it at this moment in time? Are you shayin? Ahabun ilayka? That, oh man, what would you like to have at this moment in time? What is it you'd like and prefer? And he said, I have worries for nothing at all. But I just want that my hair start to grow so I can look like a normal human being. People like me and I look more handsome and I'm appreciated. He had a desire. So he said, okay. And he put his hand over the bald-headed person, and Allah Ta'ala allowed the hair to grow straight away. With the hikmah of Allah, wisdom of Allah. Then he was asked a question, now you've got hair and your desire has been fulfilled. Do you need any mal? And imagine the fitrah, the nature that Allah Ta'ala knows, how Allah Ta'ala has unraveled the nature of man. This is our fitrah, isn't it? Isn't it? The desire to have more. He said, yes, oh, if I can have some mal, wealth and money, that'd be very good. There's nothing wrong with a bit of extra money. If I can get this, then I won't be poor. I won't be relying on others. I'll be beautiful, handsome and rich at the same time. I won't be poor. He said, okay. So what business do you like? What sort of prosperity would you prefer? Through which means? And this first person, remember, he said he wanted a she-camel. The second person said, oh, he said he wanted a camel. The second person said, I'd like a cow. And such a cow was given to him. The cow was pregnant, expecting. He said, is this fine? He said, yeah, I've got everything now. I'm satisfied. I've got mal, wealth, I'm handsome. And he said, hey, take another item. He said, what's that? And he said, Allah Ta'ala, may He put barakah, blessings into this wealth of yours. Subhanallah. Now, my brothers, let's turn to the third individual. The third man who was heavily dependent. He couldn't see. He was blind. And he was asked the same question of, what is beloved to you, O man? And he said, do you need something? Do you need anything? He said, yes, I don't have eyes. I don't have sight visibility. If my sight can come, I don't need anything else apart from this, so I can see around myself in the world. So the angel said, okay, fine. With the hukum of Allah, the eyes attain visibility. Subhanallah. When his eyes were able to see, he said, oh, I can see everything. And then when he was conscious and thinking about more, and he was asked that, do you want some mal? Money? He said, yeah, that'd be good if you give me some money and some wealth. He said, okay, we'll give you some money. He said, what sort of mal would you like? In which form? Do you have a choice? A certain hobby or desire? He said, yeah. I like sheep a lot, he said. I like sheep. And sheep, they multiply quickly, and the reward you get quickly. If I get a few sheep, he said, okay, that's fine. The angel said, so he was given a sheep, and the sheep, female was pregnant, expecting. He said, is this fine? He said, yeah, that's it. And then the dua was made. So he did dua to Allah, that Allah give barakah, blessings to this individual and his wealth. So all three attained what they needed, and the wealth and the dua of barakah. Subhanallah. So this is our hal in our lives, isn't it? These are the ups and downs, aren't they? They're in our whole life. All of us, we have similarities. So the angel was sent to the first man after some time, who had the camel, and then he had wealth and money, and he had assets and buildings and shops, businesses, and he's getting the rewards from that camel. So let's see what's happening now, and what's poverty compared to this? So, and he put the title in front of Sayyid, somebody's Qurayshi, somebody's Faruqi. Doesn't take long, and when a person gets wealth and money, you get the titles and the acclaim, and everyone starts to salute and recognize you, and you see that they're not really saluting the individual, they're saluting his wealth. That's the reality. So people don't appreciate other human beings, it's more the material things. So the angel went after a while, he said, "Yes, who are you? What do you need?" He said, "I'm a traveler. I'm Ujjain." The same angel. He said, "Please have mercy on me, I'm on a long journey. MashaAllah, you've got barakat and blessings in your wealth, and your business is flourishing, your camels. Please have mercy on me. And in the name of Allah, for the sake of Allah, I am asking you for help, that the Rabb, your creator," who he told him his first situation, his condition that he passed through, "and you were affected by disease. Allah Ta'ala took you out of the disease. Allah gave you such a reward. And for the sake of Allah, please give me something so I can carry on my journey." He said, "What?" He said, "What are you saying? Don't you know that I am wealthy? My family is wealthy from long time ago. My ancestors were wealthy. And you're telling me that I'm rich from just now, you foolish person. What story are you telling me? Some story that I was poor before, I had a disease. Doesn't this happen in the world, my friends? Tell me." When a person rejects, "What story is it when my mother, father, grandparents, great grandparents were rich and wealthy? We've got businesses flourishing from centuries. What do you know? And that we come from England. What do you know? We don't speak Gujarati, we speak English. We've got high status." When his father, or when the son or the child becomes a doctor, they forget everything that they used to plow the fields in the hot sun in the subcontinent they came from. He said, "Is this the case?" The angel said, "Okay, let me introduce myself to you." "What do you mean you will introduce yourself?" He said, "I'm that same angel that came to you in the early days when you had poverty, you ungrateful person. You're telling me that you are rich from before, from your ancestors. I know what you are, what your conditions were." So he said, "Do you remember I'm that angel?" Then he said, "Oh." He said, "Okay. If you are right in what you said before, then you are lying now. And may Allah Ta'ala take you back to your position that you were in before. You know, sometimes if you play Ludo or snakes and ladders and you fall onto the snake, that you go up from the ladder. And then when you fall onto the position of the snake in snakes and ladders, then you stoop down. You fall all the way back down to the ground. So this is Allah's power, that the maqam he had in the beginning, the circumstance, Allah Ta'ala took him back to his bad situation. Second man, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, the angel says. He said, "Who are you? What's the situation?" He said, "I'm a musafir, I'm a traveler, I'm on a journey." The angel said, so he went to the second man. He said, "Oh look, this looks very nice lifestyle. You've got enjoyment and relaxation." And he said, "Oh, I need a transportation for my journey. So can you help me and assist me? I've got to go far. And in the name of Allah, I ask you that please, what you were before, remember what you were before? And you were bald, and you were a bit ugly and disfigured, and Allah Ta'ala's fadl came, his grace came, and you were a bit hungry, and you didn't have clothes, and Allah gave you." He said, "What story are you telling me here?" He said, "You come to the wrong place, my friend. I'm rich from many decades, and never was I bald. Can it be, sir? Look at the hair I've got on my head. Can it be that I was ugly before and I was bald? How can you say I didn't have hair? And look here, I've got women, and I'm married, I've got houses and assets. Our whole family's rich from before, from decades, and you're telling me, who are you? You wretched person." He said, "So you're rich from before, are you?" He said, "Let me introduce myself." So the angel, he introduced himself in a proper way. He said, I'll do the dua now. May Allah Ta'ala take you back to that position that you were in before you had all of this wealth." And Allah Ta'ala very rapidly took him back. Then he went to the third person. He said, "Okay, let's go to the third man." Then Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. And most certainly shall we try you by means of danger and hunger and loss of worldly goods. And assalamu alaikum, said the angel. Wa alaikum salam. Please come sit down. Who are you? Who are you? What is it you require? Please sit down. So he greeted the angel. The angel was surprised. He said, "What will you eat? What will you drink?" He said, no, I'm fine. I'm totally fine." And the angel said, "I'm a musafir. I'm a traveler. And I'm on a journey. And for the sake of Allah, can you help me?" He said, "Is it?" He said, "Please help me. MashaAllah, you look like a person who's wealthy through your ancestors, through your family." He said, No. "I'm not wealthy from my ancestors. Please eat food and I'll tell you my story. I was blind. I was dependent. This wealth is not mine. This is the fadl of Allah who gave me this. Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. He said, this is the mercy of Allah. He made me the alim and made me this and that. For example, like an example, made me a qari, or gave me ilm, gave me knowledge, or made me Hazrat Sahib, or made me the dhakir. Look at this. This is Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. I have nothing to my name. I had nothing to my name. And totally I was blind. I was sinful. And I was running around in the dunya left and right with nothing. And Allah gave me all of this. And the angel was happy. Is it? You couldn't have been like this. Though you are so simple and sincere and humble. He said, no, it's not about humble. I'm telling you the truth. I had nothing before. And this is what Allah Ta'ala gave me through His grace. So please order me, instruct me. He said that I just had to request a sheep. One sheep you want? He said, a goat that you have mentioned Allah's name. This is all Allah's. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, look at the difference that comes in a person with the sincerity and the humbleness. This is the difference. So the first two individuals totally forgot. He said, look, you have given the name of Allah and my feeling cannot accept that you take two or three. So all of these goat sheep, take as many as you want to your desire. And so one of the, he said, Allah Ta'ala gave me before and He'll give me again. I don't need to worry about poverty and be ungrateful. And the angel said, no, you keep the mal to yourself. That just you have become successful. Allah Ta'ala has selected you and Allah is happy with you. Razi. His rada is with you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ Allah Ta'ala says that those individuals, that all of the ups and downs of the world, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody was poor, became rich, somebody became a king, somebody became a minister, somebody went lower, somebody was not wealthy, somebody's wealthy. This is not the property of anybody's father. Wealth is not a permanent asset. Allah Ta'ala within seconds gave hair, or gave sight, visibility, or beauty, or health. So Allah Ta'ala says, whatever situation you're in, if you're mad or mentally ill or you've got problems, you're wealthy or you're rich or you're poor, you've got poverty. In reality, Allah Ta'ala can do everything whenever He wants and however He wants. Allah Ta'ala can give shifa, solution to the sick person. A person who is ugly can become beautiful, handsome. So what we need to do, what the hadith tells us is that what we need to do is that whatever condition we are in, we should be grateful to Allah, our Rabb. We should be grateful. The Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ The Allah Ta'ala says, the test I've given to you, there is a logic behind each and every test. There's a hikmah, there's a wisdom. Allah Ta'ala says, that I want to see from this test of yours, that I want to see that how are you grateful to your Lord and how do you recognize your Lord, your Creator. And how you're grateful for what Allah Ta'ala has given to you and how well you know Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, if you make criticism and complain, why have you made me wealthy and give me health and give me more children? If my husband was fine, if my children were fine, or my wife, no, we can do nothing. Allah Ta'ala says that not a leaf can move without Allah Ta'ala's permission. Not a leaf can move. Three examples Allah has given to the whole of mankind. I can change a person's situation and circumstances however I want, whenever I want, as quickly as I want. So the beautiful hikmah here is that whatever condition and circumstances are surrounding us in life, we should be happy and satisfied. Allah, whatever position you put me in, whatever circumstances you've given me in life, Allah, I am shukr, I am grateful to you in every hal that you've given to me. That don't take any unlawful stride to get promotion, to become rich, or to so-called become prosperous. There will be no promotion, no prosperity. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has written in your destiny will reach to you. And just consider that this is a test of Allah. That how long will I stay in this situation? And I'm grateful. Allah Ta'ala has given me this circumstance or circumstances in life. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the shakir. He's grateful and I'm pleased with that person. SubhanAllah. And the person who fails in this test, in the test that Allah Ta'ala has given, that he doesn't recognize my Rabb has put me in this position, and he tries to change his circumstances, and he spreads his hand out wide, and he complains that Allah doesn't listen to me, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give to me, I've got problems and tests, and I'm poor, and he's complaining, I have no food to eat, Allah, I'm ill and I'm well, I've got children and we're struggling. Allah Ta'ala says that I don't like that human who complains, who doubts in what I can do for him or her. And this is such a big disease, illness, a person who complains to Allah, who criticizes astaghfirullah, never can that person be a grateful human being ever. This point we don't understand. This point we understand, there's such a disease that is within this person praying salah, ungrateful. Ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person doing umrah, ungrateful to Allah. Every circumstance that befalls that person which is negative in the world, that person's ungrateful to Allah, challenges Allah, complains to Allah, astaghfirullah, criticizes, crying, complaining. Look at that person, he's rich and I'm poor. Look at his wife and children. They look so happy and I'm not happy. And this is the storm that has brewed in the dunya. So what we realize is that everyone's circumstances are different. Everyone's circumstances are unique. Everybody's problems are unique. So Allah Ta'ala says that you are marid. You are ill. You need to extract your illness from your heart. Your batin has become dirty, impure and black. Your qulub are black and impure. Allah Ta'ala says that there's no link with your Rabb in your actions, your heart and the circumstances of the dunya that are around you, your mal, your wealth and your lifestyle. All of these factors have created impurity within you. And Allah Ta'ala says that remember when you commit a sin, that one black dot appears on your heart. You haven't tried to clean your heart. Purify your heart. The heart is a mirror. And when you look at the heart, the mirror of the heart, and we see the mirror, and for example, we can't see anything. But for example, when we wash some impurity on the body and clean it, then we see the clean skin behind it. And Allah Ta'ala says, same way, if there's dust in top of the glass of the mirror, you clean it, you can see the reflection. Allah says, if you clean your hearts, then you will see my tajalliyat. You will see the benefits and the nur of the deen that will come into your life. Then how can it be that you won't recognize me, that you won't be grateful to me? And how can it be that you won't be grateful to me? Allah says, and then the human being who purifies his heart, he will be proud of his destiny. You say, Allah, this is your glory and power that you've made me poor. It's your decision. This is what happens with the walis wala. You say, you're ill, you've got a headache. They say, oh, this is a gift that Allah Ta'ala has given to me. Why trying to take it away from me? And Allah Ta'ala has given it to me. He wants me to persevere, be patient. There are such walis of Allah who have passed like this. So in that condition, even then the Muslim, the mu'min is not satisfied. Rather, they're grateful. Allah, you've given me difficulty, problems, and I'm not ungrateful for this. And this condition comes on the person at that time when he passes all of these tests. Otherwise, he fails. The person, if a person doesn't wash his heart, purify his heart, then in no way can that person be corrected. First, clean the mirror. Wash the mirror, allow the tajalliyat of Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into our hearts and lives, and then see our lives improve and become pure and clean. How valuable is a human being, I tell you, and how wretched the human being becomes by rejecting Allah, complaining to Allah. He doesn't know which dark alley he is walking down. Let's see this. So that's it, my brothers. The tasawwuf, tazkiyah, is hinging on all of these points, that if we remove the illness within us, the disease within us, the problems within our heart, because we're living in the world, there is dirt, there's impurity. So for this, we need to do dhikr of Allah to wash our hearts, keep good company, pious company, do dhikr of Allah regularly. We are severely in need of doing dhikr of Allah, critically in need. And otherwise, dunya will not come out of heart, the complaints won't leave, and the loss will not leave. As long as a person's heart is not washed and clean and purified, a person cannot embark on the pure path of the deen. So when a person accepts that he's dirty inside, impure, Allah, I should be correct now, I should be better now. Allah, why am I complaining? Why do I have doubts? Why is it that I don't like the situations that Allah Ta'ala has given to me? Because my heart is impure. So this is a very great learning and an awareness for us. Let's do tazkiyah and let's reflect and ponder. And there's only one way to achieve this, to wash our hearts. Allah Ta'ala has given us the polish, the dhikr of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says that I've told you so clearly and robustly that I have not allowed you time off, that oh, you can do it in the morning and don't do it in the evening. No, Allah says, kathiran kathira, that I've told you to do dhikr in abundance. You are severely in need. And if we don't do the dhikr of Allah, if we don't remember Allah, then this is senseless. This is senseless. So brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of this, mashallah, that we can become the grateful servants of Allah. In whatever situation Allah Ta'ala keeps us in, this is Allah's karam. And this is his blessing. But there's nothing wrong with asking. Allah Ta'ala gives if you ask, Allah says. But don't be ungrateful. Ask from Allah whatever you can ask. But don't be ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala said himself that you're asking from me, Allah Ta'ala says, I like. And this is to show that we are dependent on Allah, that we rely on Allah. We need Allah Ta'ala to give to us. Allah says, you've shown that you are dependent on me. And I say, yes, Allah, I accept that I'm dependent on you. If I say, no, I don't need to ask Allah, I'm fine, I've got power, I've got strength, I don't need to ask anyone else. This is unfortunate. And such a big hadith, it doesn't take a second. The angel passes his hand over it, and that's it. So he wiped his hand over that person's body, the skin disease went, and the hair grew, and the person's sight came back. So Allah Ta'ala shows that I am the Qadir Mutlaq, that I have the supreme strength. I don't need medicine. I don't need hospitals, Allah Ta'ala says, to give people prosperity. Nothing. If a person is pure, clean, do dua to me, Allah says, and I'll give to you straight away what you need. Straight away I'll give you what you want. Allah Ta'ala says this. Big point. Big point. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This is a gathering of dhikr majlis. For that reason, we should be extremely, extremely grateful. This is the day and age of ghaflat, of the ghafiloon. Very far away from the generation of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Totally we're in severe day and age. There's darkness in this age. There's a bad experience that people are going through in lives, etc. in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says that don't take things for granted. Allah, I could do dhikr, I'm pious, I'm good. I've come myself. Nobody invited me. What difference does it make if I don't do dhikr, etc.? No, Allah Ta'ala says, be so sincere and humble and be grateful to Allah. What was I before and what I've attained now you've given to me, Allah. So great. Where was I before? I was a ghafil, negligent, unaware, had no consciousness of you, Allah, and your deen. But if a person thinks like this and starts thinking like this, Allah says, I will forgive you your sins, especially the young people. But if after doing dhikr, we carry on going towards haram and sin and wasting time, then this is wrong. It's wrong. So what we need to see that Allah Ta'ala says, for my sake, I give you, sometimes I let you off. But if you take all of it in pure way, a bad way, that Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you tawfiq to do dhikr, you have the ability to follow the sunnah, and openly the person flagrantly breaks the sharia and commits sins. And openly a person goes against the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, despite all of the great rewards, this is the same example. Allah Ta'ala has given this person the ability to do shukr, be grateful. Allah has given him eyes and hair and healthy skin. This is the same example. Allah says, I've given you such great rewards in your lives, that reality, I tell you, the reality, I swear by Allah, there are no words to describe this. There are no words to explain that in this day and age, the greatest reward for that woman and man is that if Allah Ta'ala gives that individual the tawfiq to do his dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala gives that person the love for his dhikr, this is the greatest blessing in this day and age. And if that person then is ungrateful after that, commits sins, oh no, no, what difference does it make? Then these words of hadith are in front of us in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. This is a Sahih hadith that I've presented to you. A person cannot be saved then at that time. He cannot be saved. It doesn't matter what heights he reaches to, as cars, as a house, and material items. But Allah Ta'ala says that Allah says you have a responsibility now. You have money and wealth. You need to utilize it and distribute it responsibly. Allah says, I took you out of dirt, out of the mud of the dunya, of the love for the dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, I took you out of the fire of Jahannam, the massive mercy of Allah on us. Allah Ta'ala says, I took you out of the fire of Jahannam, out of a bad situation. Very bad situation, Allah says. And your amal, the result of your amal, which is Jahannam, big amal, big punishments in the hereafter, Allah says, due to the sins. And Allah says, I took you out of all of that. And then despite that, how shameful. We live salah, we do what we want and how we feel. We think life is just a routine. We go to dhikr and I just close my eyes and concentrate. My friends, great individuals cannot come to these gatherings. Muhaddithin and alims cannot come to these. And great personalities can't come to this. Only that person can attend this gathering who Allah Ta'ala wills, who Allah Ta'ala has preferred. Here is Mulana Kaleem Sahib. Ask him, he was going when he left from Hindustan, and I'm not even similar to the dust on the slippers, on the sole of his slippers. Such a great alim, scholar, and graduated from Deoband, and great ilm. But look at his gratefulness. I swear by Allah, I gave the example before, by chance he has come in front of us. So when I tell me, there is there anyone in this day and age, an alim like this? Is there any human being like this who is so grateful that in his heart he is so grateful to Allah that this is the dhikr of Allah, is a great action of, I've studied hadith, I've studied Sahih al-Bukhari, and there's hadith, but it's okay, fine, I was in India, wherever I can attain this, I don't want to waste this. And he didn't see that this person is an alim, the teacher, is an alim, or scholar, or non-scholar, but Allah Ta'ala instilled into his heart a feeling that you're going to the right man. At that right time, he didn't waste a minute in Ramadan, and he stopped me, and he didn't go on his way himself, he didn't do iftari himself, he didn't allow me to do iftari, he learned dhikr, he said, tell me that dhikr, and give me the imamah over my head. Subhanallah, these are the great people. Where do you find such people like this? Tell me. Where do we find people like this? So if we, my friends, let's think for a few moments. Allah's karam and mercy, after this we eat haram and do bad actions and we think we're saved. This hadith I've read to you, that he had a camel. How many camels? The camel, Shem camel, was pregnant. The multiplication, it took some time, isn't it? Allah gave and gave, gave chances after that chances. Then the angel sent that, let's wipe away his wealth. The amount of uruj Allah said, I gave him heights. And within seconds, he lost everything. It didn't take a second. One accident a person has, and his whole face is disfigured. That same person who had the transportation, he had the animals, he had the cow. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll take one wheel away, one leg away, and you can cry for the rest of your life because you will be hobbling. So have khawf, have fear of Allah, my friends. We disobey Allah, we challenge Allah, we're trying to compete with Allah, we do dhikr of Allah, and Allah has put the crown of the sunnah on our heads in this country, in this environment, in this place, and further this to this, that you haven't studied ilm, you're not a hafidh of Quran, and still jahil. Person's dirty, impure, just came out of the place where there's intoxication and drink, and look at the maqam Allah Ta'ala gives. Think for a few moments. Think that the maqam, the status Allah Ta'ala has given to you all, and we make complaints. I don't have time, I'm tired, I can't do dhikr, I don't need to do dhikr, give me nasiha, or pull me to the gathering. Oh, what a load of nonsense. Then wait for Allah Ta'ala's adab and His punishment and His strictness and severeness. Listen, parents, listen, and children, listen. Listen yourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, it doesn't take long for my wrath to come. Then the heart trembles when we hear about this. If adab was to come, that we make so much fuss. What if Allah Ta'ala says adab was to come? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ